Please be seated. Mentioned last week, and I think the week before, that we have entered into the so-called movable cycle of the church. There are those things that are governed by the date, and then there are of the date of the year, and then there are those things that are regulated by the date of Pascha and Easter. And since that changes from year to year, this movable cycle moves. We are in the second week of that, and then next Sunday, and then the following Sunday, and then we will enter Lent. Most of you are familiar with the service cycle that we have during Lent, during the week. You know, in addition to Sunday mornings, we also have services on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during Lent. And this year, there's going to be a little bit of a change in order to accommodate people who would prefer not to come in the evening. We're going to do a service on Monday mornings of Lent. And it's going to be every other Monday. So the first Monday will be a morning service. The second Monday will be an evening service. And then the morning, evening. And the morning service cannot be compline, the great compline that we do on Monday evenings, because compline presupposes you're saying it after dinner. It's talking about going to bed. The prayers have to do with going to sleep. It's just not the right service to do in the morning. But there is a service that is appropriate for the morning, and that's called in Greek the trithekti, and in English it's called the trithekti. And it basically means the third and the sixth hours. I think I've spoken before that in addition to matins, which we actually maybe had a record attendance today for matins, but in addition to matins and liturgy, there's also vespers, and then there's the hours, first hour, third hour, sixth hour, ninth hour. So the third and sixth hours are appropriately done right at the time around 10 o'clock in the morning. And during Lent, it's a little bit embellished. Lenten services are a little bit longer, so there's a bit of chanting. There'll be a reading from the prophecy of Isaiah and a little chanting again. So it seemed appropriate to do that one. Like I said before, my job is not to exhort you, so I will simply inform you that one valid expression of your, you know, doing something a little bit more for Lent would be to decide and do it, to come on time to church. You know, Sundays it's 8:15, and other services, you know, will be 7 or 6 or 7, whatever the calendar says. And, you know, when I was growing up, we had the Lenten chart, and you would give up things, you know, like candy or TV or bathing. They wouldn't let me do that. But we don't have to, you know, give up things. I mean, we're giving up meat anyway, right? If you're going to follow it, the church already says what to give up. But, you know, if you're not into giving up, why don't you just do a little bit more, or do both, give up, and you know. So the little bit more, come to church. You're paying for it, after all. I mean, you know, it's part of your stewardship, and it's all beneficial for you. It's all edifying. So just information. It is an opportunity to do something a little bit more during Lent. So let's stand and pray now.